Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. There is growing pressure for Governor Mike DeWine to reopen Ohio businesses that were deemed non-essential and closed during the spread of coronavirus. Joining me now is Andrew Brenner, a Republican state senator from Powell. He's one of the lawmakers leading the charge to reopen. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
You wrote on Facebook that, quote, "We cannot stay like this much longer and we have to reopen Ohio." What exactly do you think the governor and health department director, Dr. Amy Acton, should do right now?
What they should do is we should have guidelines for businesses to open up so that they can open up to their customers, so that they can pay their employees, but also so that everybody can stay safe. And if we use common sense, we continue to use social distancing, we can use face masks, hand sanitizer, I think we can open things up and in a cautious way, but do it in such a way that we can put people back to work.
Public health officials say the economic effects will be much worse if we reopen now, that it's not the smart thing to do.
Well, the models, the reason for shutting down the businesses was to make sure that we had enough capacity to handle a potential surge of patients. We are clearly well below those models, and given the fact that we now have about 700,000 people who have lost their jobs in the last 3 weeks, we need to go ahead and work to get those people back to work so that they're paying taxes and that they're paying their bills and that we can keep government services, because the other concern is that if we lose a large amount of tax revenue, those same services that people are relying on, such as unemployment, Medicaid, and even education, those dollars will go away, and we'll have to, unfortunately, maybe do major cuts down the road if we don't put people back to work.
A lot of jobs lost up to now, that's for sure, but we've also lost about 300 lives. And to be blunt, are you prepared to sacrifice some people to this disease if it means improving the economy and helping businesses reopen?
Well, again, I'm saying we can do both without a loss of life. I believe that we can open the economy up, continue to utilize social distancing, continue to, implement more people having face masks, hand sanitizer, but allow businesses to open up. I think if we do that, you won't have to sacrifice anybody. In fact, it's a tragedy that we had to lose 300 people or so. But it's something that I think we need to do, because there are people that I know are calling into my office that are starting to get depressed. We're going to have other problems and other health related problems as a result if it stays closed down too much longer.
Do you think Acton and DeWine are just being overly cautious? Do you think they have some other motives, or why do you think they're sticking to this plan so far?
Well, no, I think that their motives were to save Ohioans. I don't think that there was anything other than that. I know there are some people that are suggesting that there may be some conspiracy there, but there isn't. I mean, the governor wants to protect Ohioans and make sure that, we have a safe space for people to work, live, and raise families. And I completely agree with him there. But I just believe now that based on modeling, it is obvious that we're able to contain the virus and the surge, so we can go ahead and start opening businesses back up. In fact, it's going to take weeks, possibly months, for businesses to reopen and even get back to what would seem like normal volumes of work that people have been doing before.
The governor, up until this week, had been adamant that they needed to keep businesses shut. He has been hinting lately that they could be moving toward reopening some businesses. Have you had private conversations with him? And if you have, what have those been like?
Well, I think even when he announced this week already that he is looking to get the economy going, that was due to the fact that he's talked with many of us. I actually asked him a question about was a week ago Sunday. He had a conference call with our caucus and was very open to our ideas and very open to listening to the concerns that we are getting from our own constituents. And he's taking that into consideration.
Andrew Brenner is a Republican state senator from Powell. He's among the state lawmakers urging Governor DeWine and State Health Department Director Dr. Amy Acton to lift restrictions on businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. Thanks again.
Thank you.